bias. Now, can it be changed? Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis.
Well, here's a typical conversation that goes on in America's public school system. It's a good example of the bias surrounding creationism. After a presentation, one student stated, "Well, there's no way Noah's Ark could be true. Noah couldn't have fit all the animals on board." "Well, how many animals would have needed to be on the ark?" he was asked. The standard reply, "Well, I don't know, but it certainly couldn't have happened." Then he was asked how big the ark was. He answered, "I don't know, but Noah couldn't have fitted the animals on board." So without knowing how big Noah's ark was or how many animals God would have needed, this student had already decided the account of Noah's ark is a fairy tale. So how can someone's bias change? Well, it's only through the work of the Holy Spirit that can change our biases. But our responsibility is to give answers for what we believe, such as how easy it would have been to fit the kinds of land animals needed on Noah's ark.
Our young people are just not being equipped to have answers to defend their faith. Do we wonder then why so many of them leave the church when they become adults? Ken Ham looks at this horrible trend in his new DVD, Already Gone. We'll send it to you when you give a donation of any amount today. Call toll-free 24 hours a day at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web at answersoffer.org.